T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
Yes, it's the Big Show, vacation edition. Ross Britton sitting in for Scott Shannon. My wife, Rossa Kay, former news director at Light FM and morning anchor. In for Patty Steele, Sue Aller with traffic, John Elliott's got the weather, and executive producer Louie in the house as well. Good morning, John.
It's like being on the Love Boat. I mean, you guys are very handy. I don't even know how you hit the buttons for the mics, if you know what I mean.
Wow. It's a love fest.
So sassy. Right.
Rossa's here with the showbiz dirt. Let's dish.
Well, you know, the arrests have begun for Hollywood and the corporate stars that got caught up in that massive cheating and bribery scheme to help get their kids into elite universities by inventing academic and athletic credentials. Bail yesterday set at $1 million for Lori Loughlin.
Wow.
She allegedly shelled out $500,000 to get her non-rowing daughters onto the USC crew team. See, now that's what you call a gentleman. But did you hear he said fighting for his relationship?
Yeah, okay.
I went in there fighting for our relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what the Britons do every day, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting for our relationship.
Hey.
Keeping our love alive.
Hey.
Yes.
If you want to see pictures of my lovely wife, as you know, the world went into a panic yesterday when Facebook went down.
Oh, it was awful.
Along with Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp.
I didn't know what to do.
I know. It was a worldwide issue, it turns out. It was down all afternoon and yesterday evening and wasn't resolved for many users until just after midnight. It was awful because people were actually forced to talk to each other.
The conversations I had last night with my husband and my daughter were just wonderful.
Yeah, okay, fine. Well, look, Ross and my picture up there. I have an old picture from when we were first married, and then a new one standing here underneath the WCBS logo here in the studio. So it's pretty cool. And how are you this morning, dear?
I'm still kind of amazed that I see no signs of M&Ms around here.
Oh.
Generally, I come and visit my husband's studio, and I see the contraband.
I don't think we need to.
She is so
go into
on
that.
To you.
Don't you have some birthdays to read?
Oh. Yeah, people who are living a nice, long, healthy life, because they don't sneak all kinds of candy behind their wives' backs. Okay.
What do you mean? Do you mean the Heath bar? Oh, sorry. It's the Big Show Vacation Edition. Ross Britton sitting in for Scott, along with Rossa Kay and for Patty Steele. Sue Aller with traffic. John Elliott's got the weather, and executive producer Louie promised I would tell you about Ross and my first apartment and what it had to do with Donald Trump, but that'll have to wait until after John Elliott's weather forecast.
You can't do that.
I know. I want to know so badly.
Like all right.
The First Amendment stuff. That's like, we have a right to know. You've brought in the federal government.
All right, fine. Our first apartment was at Broadway and 63rd Street in the 30 West 63rd.
It's one of those Lincoln Plaza buildings there.
30 Lincoln Plaza. And so it was right across from Lincoln Center. And we're in apartment 24J, and the apartment next door was owned by Donald Trump through, and he put all the Miss Universe and Miss USA pageant winners in there. That was their place when they came to New York.
So every year there was like a different pair of gorgeous women, you know, up and down the elevator, and then just turning left to go to their apartment.
And so
you guys stayed married.
No, you might think it was nice to have the pageant winners in the apartment next door, but they came in and they left so frequently on trips around the United States, obviously, that they had the worst roach problem ever.
Because they would like take off and they didn't take their garbage out.
No, because they're pageant winners.
And so, you know, our kitchens shared the same wall, and it was like one more roach bomb situation. You know, it was one after the other with these
See, no, I thought. Oh, gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So I got in trouble once because I dated Miss Georgia. My story's not nearly as much fun as yours.
See, this is so not where you thought that story was going, right?
No.
Like pageant queens and bathing suits and roach bombs, honey.
Not going to happen.
So we do have roach weather. It's warmer.
If you've heard Ross's name before, that's because, well, she's been around. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
She used to work with me at WABC. She was on Light FM for 12 years doing morning news. And right now, you're
Working down in Philly for KYW News Radio and 1210 WPHT.
Both intercom stations.
Well, we keep it in the family. Doing a lot of work with Compass Media. And that's the Gordon Deal This Morning show.
Okay.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, Gordon. He used to be my boss.
I tell you, you know, it's a small business.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I do a lot of the business reports for, I don't know, it's like 250 radio stations filling in there. So, you know.
All right. Gossip about Scott Shannon coming up. But first, let's go over to John and get some weather.
Why do you keep doing this, Ross? You just bait me. I mean, I'm on pins and needles over here. What will Scott think of my tie today? I don't know. So, by the way, I'm wearing purple for Women in Science Day.
Nice.
Yes.
So, yeah, STEAM or STEM, no matter how you spell it, let's get to especially our girls involved in math and science. It's Pi Day, too. We had Apple over here.
Now, we told you last break about the apartment that Ross and I had, our first apartment together at 30 Lincoln Plaza, 30 West 63rd Street. That was also the site for, I guess I could call it getting dressed for the wedding for Scott and Trish.
That's right. You said we're going to talk about the apartment, and I was confused because I thought is there anything else to say about the apartment? And Scott came and got dressed at the apartment.
And the thing is,
for his wedding,
they couldn't see each other before they got married.
Yeah, so they were being really cute that way.
Aww.
It really was
so special.
Cute. She was like across town getting dressed, you know, at the hotel. But
And so Scott came over to our apartment, got dressed, and then after the wedding, they both went up to the rooftop, and we took a picture with all four of us.
Yeah, because we were the witnesses.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I am here to say, yes, they got married. I signed the paperwork.
I mean, not to be too personal, but you started. How many years ago was it?
Okay. It's
That was last year.
Yeah.
Come on.
Leave it at that. No, I mean, you know, Kathleen is...
I don't know how many years.
Just let it go. Scott's probably listening, and I'll get a call from him later. So
I'm a journalist. I mean,
you'll get a call from
Trish. Can you post them?
You get a call from Trish is what you'll get, so you hush up.
It's the big show, and yeah, there's just 2 days left with me. Ross Britton in for Scott Shannon, along with my wife, Rossa Kay, in for Patty Steele. Sue Aller with traffic. John Elliott's got the weather, and executive producer Louie. I told everybody on the show they could ask one question and one question only of my wife. And Sue, yours was?
I wanted to know how much candy he eats at home.
Thanks.
He's kind of a stealth candy guy. So it's circumstantial.
Thank you.
The evidence is all circumstantial about
him.
Sorry,
Ross. I don't mean to throw you under the bus, but...
Oh, no.
I was given this to all
the rappers.
And let's go over to John and find out what...
Those are the rappers.
John,
yes.
What's your question?
Does he tease upcoming romantic interludes and make you wait for the commercials?
Oh, once again, the clickbait grievance, huh?
He's clickbait? I bet.
Uh-huh. Well,
is he always speaking that smooth, beautiful voice? I mean,
because these are our conversations at the dinner table. It's like a radio show all the time. It's like, yeah, hon, so I ran into Ellen at the bank, and I'll have all the details on that right after I pass the potatoes. No.
Thanks, John.
No.
Appreciate it. Don't you have to talk about the weather?
No, I like talking about you. Because he shags like a minx. That's what I heard, this guy.
All right. Let's get over and find out what's going on in the showbiz world with my wife, Rasa Kay.
Well, were you bereft when Facebook and Instagram went down yesterday for hours? It was their longest outage ever. Facebook insists it was a technical thing and not because of some kind of malicious action. But admit it, you were checking in on whether you could check in a lot. Yeah.
All right. That's your showbiz dirt this morning.
Here no, it's your showbiz poop.
Thanks for that.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
All right, you're done. Let's go over to Siri. Yeah, it's Ross Britton in for Scott, along with Rasa Kay, my wife, in for Patty Steele, Sue Aller with traffic, John Elliott's got the weather, and executive producer Louie Louie. If you don't know about my wife, let me just say that we are an Entercom family. Entercom is the company that owns CBS FM, and also Ross works for them now in Philadelphia, and even my daughter works for them.
Yeah, she's a street teamer there for like 3 years.
Exactly. So it's kind of weird when your daughter grows up with both her parents working in media. John, wouldn't you say, I mean...
Oh, I totally... My wife was a model, and I met her. She was my morning reporter when I worked out in California. So my daughter has grown up with cameras and makeup, and then you worry about what business they're going to end up in.
Exactly.
Yeah, so mine's getting a master's in library information science, man.
Well, that makes sense.
It's like not in this business.
Not going that way.
But even when she was a little girl, she would go with us to public appearances and everything.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter was in promos.
Yeah.
She sold more product out west than, of course, don't tell her because she'll want money for it.
Well, we took her to this daffodil festival. I guess she was about 4 years old, and Ross was doing top 40 at the time, and there's a gaggle, and I do mean a gaggle, of teenage girls who realized who he was and started jumping up and down and screaming and all of this. And my daughter's just standing there like, what is wrong with these girls? And why are they so excited about seeing Daddy? And I tried to make some kind of explanation about how, well, you know, when you're on the radio, it's like having someone in your home every day. And meanwhile, this friend who was with us just said, yeah, well, your dad's a BFD. Oh, excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. And I have a kid who is going to, you know, turn this over in her mind and turn it over and turn it over. And I was hoping that maybe she could just, like, forget the whole thing and finally said, oh, I know what a BFD is. I said, really, honey? What is it? And she said, it means big famous daddy.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
Big that's famous so daddy.
That's it.
Yeah.
If only she knew.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my family.
That could be the name of your book, your
BFD.
Memoir.
Yes.
Hashtag BFD.
Thank you.
That's a handle.
All right. And on that note, let's go over to John and get some weather, shall we?
He's a handle and a handful. We all love him.
Radio.com.
Glad to have everybody along. Let me do this quick story because it's a morning time story. Florida woman accused of shooting her boyfriend in the armpit for snoring too loudly.
I have felt that feeling.
47-year-old Lori Morgan arrested on charges of attempted murder and the aggravated battery after her live-in partner in their mobile home was rushed to the hospital via air ambulance. The police determined Morgan told officers the couple had been drinking Captain Morgan rum and playing rummy.
Well, that's not going to make you snore too much.
No, I'm not surprised alcohol was involved in the shooting, mm-hmm. and I'm not even less surprised that it took place in a mobile home. That's all I'm saying.
Nice.
50 degrees right now, going up to 66 in Midtown on basically National Preschool Teachers Appreciation Day.
God bless them all.
Yes, yeah. Really.
Now,
they
Louie,
work so hard.
Who did you say your preschool teacher is?
Yeah, but both of my kids are in preschool. So
wow.
I deal with them daily, and it's, you know, I appreciate them very much.
Yeah. Saints.
Yeah. They are.
They really
saints.
Are.
They work hard. They work
for
really
little
hard.
Pay.
Yes.
And they know everything about the kids' parents.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
Because the kids tell them everything.
Oh, yes.
maybe a little bit different than what they really are like, but yeah.
Bless these preschool teachers and all of their discretion.
All right. In the news, the Del Taco restaurant chain is now selling French fry scented soap.
That's ridiculous. You wash up to get rid of that smell.
It's the first time anyone has ever used the words French and soap in the same sentence, too. It's kind of hard to believe. In other police news, you can be busted for DUI in Pennsylvania even if you're sober. After being stopped by police in a Pittsburgh suburb last Saturday night, a breath test found a man to be more than twice the legal limit, and he was arrested. His name? Daniel Sober.
No.
Oh, irony Ron. Line one. Yeah.
So he was sober, but he was arrested for DUI. And if you feel the urge to give somebody the finger, you have the constitutional right to do so. A federal appeals court has ruled that giving the middle finger is protected under constitutional free speech rights.
Even if you're not saying a thing, it's sign language.
That's right. The ruling involves the case of a Michigan woman who sued a Detroit police officer. She claims gave her a second traffic ticket when she flipped him off after he wrote her up the first time.
She didn't mean to say, I only wanted one traffic ticket?
Yeah, no, that didn't work at all.
No, that was not the sign, huh?
That's the story, yeah. John Elliott is here.
Oh, Ross! What is he Ross, doing? Do we have a ruler? I mean, do we have a ruling on if your hand is on your chin,
right.
All the fingers are extended and the fingers are wiggling?
Yeah, no, there's no ruling on that from
the Federal Supreme Court.
Yeah,
maybe get the Ninth Circuit to weigh in on that.
And I'm wearing green for St. Patrick's Day. My wife is also wearing green.
On the bottom, yeah.
And look at that. John has green socks that say Luck of the Irish on them.
Oh, he's got
right.
Lucky
got
ankles.
My lucky calves.
Nice. I didn't see you show those on camera earlier this morning, though.
Not allowed to, because if you notice the curvature of my lower legs, rather provocative for morning television.
And even Sue Aller is wearing green.
Yes, I had to search my closet, but I found a green sweater.
Thank you for joining us on this Friday. My name is Ross Britton. I am in for Scott Shannon all this week, along with my wife, Rossa Kay, and professional newscaster, I should say, Rossa Kay, in for Patty Steele. Sue Aller is here with traffic, and she brought along her husband.
What?
Yeah, it's Couples Day.
Say hi.
Good morning, guys.
All right. And I need to ask you a question. Where did you guys go on your honeymoon?
We first set out to the Bahamas, and then we went to Paris for about a week.
Wow, nice. All right. And Louis, our producer, is here. Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Aruba.
Nice. And John, where did you go?
Bakersfield.
California?
Well, then we spent one night in Santa Barbara, and then we had to do business because my wife hated the job I had, so she wanted me to hire an agent. That's what we did on our honeymoon.
Okay. Ooh, wow. Romantic. Sexy. To you.
There's a reason I'm asking everybody where they went on their honeymoon, because...
Well, there's this trend. They wrote about it in the New York Times this week. It's about couples taking separate honeymoons.
Now, why in the world?
It's called a unimoon or a solo moon. Unimoon more acceptable, if you can even accept this idea, but yeah.
Well, then that's not exactly a honeymoon. Doing it by yourself.
You know, the idea, they say that, you know, sometimes they can't agree on where they want to go. Once again, compatibility, that's a different issue. Or they just figure, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You go, do you? I do. And then we get together and, you know, share our wonderful stories and we miss each other. And I don't know. I don't get it at all.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else.
that's my thought, too. Exactly right. So would anybody in the room go on a separate honeymoon?
No.
No. I mean, now I would, but not then.
So now we'll do it.
Love you, honey. Happy after
that was then. This is now.
All right, fine. When we went on our honeymoon, Ross and I went to the Grand Canyon.
Ooh. Yeah, we were secretly married. And I was in one of the visitor centers there and went down to the ladies' room, as you do. And, you know, I noticed there's this bunch of, you know, little old ladies who were sort of like checking me out and sort of, you know, giggling and stuff. And finally, one of them comes up to me as I'm washing my hands and says, "Oh, my God, you're Rossa Kay, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Oh, my God, you know this." Well, I had gone on public appearances for the the radio station, and somebody had one of my signed postcards with my face and my name on the refrigerator.
Ooh.
So
oh, wow.
She saw me every day, and then she saw me at the Grand Canyon. Of course, we're married secretly, and
yeah, we couldn't talk about it.
Man, I booked it upstairs so fast. I said, the traveling friends of Bloomfield, New Jersey are here. We have to go.
Yeah, and I had to go too, but I wasn't in that rest stop.
I mean, if they so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's... So, Ross, did you make it to the bottom of the canyon?
Yeah, he jumped.
Yeah.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.